Reverend Father, sisters, my dear friends in Christ, I was thinking, what if I were to say, you are all angels? Now, of course, we would have to qualify that statement. We are not perfect and pure like the angelic spirits. But particularly parents and teachers have a connection to the holy angels that is truly significant. Just this last Friday, we celebrated a beautiful feast, that of St. Michael, the Archangel. And tomorrow, we celebrate the Feast of the Holy Guardian Angels. And so I was thinking about what role the angels play in the divine plan. Of course, the first, the primary purpose of the angels is to give glory to their Creator. But God also gave them a very special duty, which is to help us. And what a mystery this is, that these angelic spirits, these beings that are above us in nature, in every way, have been designated by God to help men get to heaven. And this is the connection, especially between parents and angels. The parents have been given an incredible vocation that mirrors that of the very angels. That is to take these souls made by God and to give them every possible help to guide and to lead them to their final end, which is, of course, Almighty God. And so in a certain sense, we could say, yes, parents are angels. At least their duties overlap in this way. A beautiful thought. Often heard it said of parents that they take their children and mold them like clay. And I thought that this was actually a very poor analogy, because clay doesn't fight back. Maybe parenting is more like taking a honey badger and trying to make it polite and loving and well-behaved. Maybe not that bad. But parenting is truly, it's an amazing challenge. One that requires constant vigilance. And this is from the moment of birth all the way until, well, the moment that a parent dies. There's an incredible vigilance necessary. Again, like our holy guardian angels, God has given us one angel guardian whose sole purpose is to watch our every step, to help us temporally, but especially to help us spiritually. And our angel guardians, no doubt, are there more than we even realize. This is it's a fact that we very easily forget, the constant vigilance of our guardian angels. I remember, I read recently a little anecdote about the guardian angels. Angels. There's a beautiful book that goes through the different choirs of angels and their duties, and many little anecdotes about the intercession of the guardian angels. There was one priest who became very, very holy. So holy, in fact, that he was able to speak to his guardian angel. And one day, his guardian angel was conversing with him and just told him, I don't know if you know this, but you would have never even been baptized if it weren't for me. And the priest was a little shocked by this statement. He said, oh, how is that? I don't understand. Not even baptized. And his guardian angel told him that right after you were born, the nurse swaddled you too tightly and you were not breathing. God allowed me to loosen the band. He allowed me to help you to breathe. You would have died before your baptism if I had not aided you in that way. And the priest was amazed. He said, how amazing is it that our guardian angels help us in so many ways that we don't even see? And does this sound familiar to your parents? How many times do you have to be there for your children? In the big things, but also in the little. You're there for everything. Just kind of as a side note here, thinking of a hypothetical situation. Use our imagination for just a moment here. Place ourselves before the throne of God, where the angels always stand. Our Lord said that the angels of God stand always before the face of God. And so we have the privilege to see God on His throne. We're there witnessing all of His glory. We're hearing words, as St. Paul says, which are not permitted for men to hear. We see some guardian angels there with the little children, because our Lord said, suffer the children to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. How sublime. And one of the dear little children starts to make a ruckus, cry, out, fidget. And we look around, we're distracted. What would the angel's reaction be but to smile on God's dear little child and take him quietly out? The same, of course, for us in the house of God. But yes, God's dear little innocent ones can make a fuss and a ruckus sometimes, and it's no problem. They're doing what God asks them to do. But we still do our best to keep God's house quiet. But this, as many little things, again, our education of God's innocent souls is so involved. It begins really at the moment of birth, and especially as awareness starts to blossom. They learn their prayers. That's nearly the first thing. We teach them to be responsible and disciplined. To love God before anything else. This is the goal of a parent. And so, in this strain, if we do not have the ability to have our children attend a Catholic school, It is then incumbent upon us that they receive that Catholic education. It's a wonderful opportunity, of course, and that is why the Church has always encouraged parish schools. We have the good sisters to teach all the subjects, but their catechism first, to learn about the Catholic faith. We have the priests there to teach as well. But if this is not an opportunity, we have to remember it is first and foremost the parent. It is the parent that is the primary educator. And even if our children are in a Catholic school, it is still the parent who is the primary educator. It is the parent who is the angel in this sense, whose sole duty it is to lead that soul step by step to heaven. So let us really be full of awe, especially you parents. It is quite the responsibility. It's something that could be overwhelming, no doubt. But at the same time, what a beautiful opportunity. If we take a moment to consider God's providence in all of creation, try to consider things really from afar. Why did God make us? Why did God make the angels? He wanted creatures who could love Him freely. The only purpose for all of creation is that each of His creatures find their way willingly to heaven, decide to love Him. And parents and teachers have been given that incredible opportunity to participate in the very purpose of creation. God has given you an incredible role. So let us thank Him for that. Of course, do our utmost to be worthy of that calling. Ask the holy angels, St. Michael, St. Gabriel, St. Raphael, and particularly our own guardian angel for intercession. Ask that they teach us how to be like them. What does it take to be a good guide? Let us do our very best, not only to ourselves reach our final end, to make it to heaven, but to do everything in our power for our loved ones, and for many others, to be good guides, to bring as many souls as we can to the love of our Creator. In the name of the Father, and of the Son,